This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
So, maybe we'll talk about the NCAA stuff that we're talking about maybe a little later or maybe down the road.
Do we have to?
Yes, because you love talking about it. You enjoy it. I can feel it. I'm going to think for you on this
topic.
I love the way you embrace it. 216-474-0092. That's the number for you to hop in the show at some point. Because right now, bringing out the big guns, Menigan steps up to the plate with NFL Rapid Fire. Let's begin rapid fire where the news is going absolutely nuts right now, which is still in New York with the firing of Robert Saleh, the Jets head coach. Has had a bit of a rough go with it, but the more details that come out about what has taken place with Robert Saleh getting fired, the more questionable this gets. So let's start here. Let's get your immediate reaction. What do you think of Robert Saleh getting fired? Andy.
I think they're 2-3, and they're a game behind Buffalo in the East. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the world through the eyes of the Browns right now. Obviously, it wasn't working, and there was discontent between the quarterback and the head coach.
So. Okay. Just your big-picture thoughts.
Might have been to let him go, but I don't know that this was the time.
Especially coming back from London. So let's keep that in mind. So they flew back from London.
Okay.
Got it.
So now, they didn't leave him in London. They could have done that.
He probably would have preferred it, honestly. Yeah. At least you spend some time bumming around. Go to
Fish and Chips.
Go to Downton Abbey where they filmed all that stuff. Go to the, you know, whatever else. See Big Ben.
Parliament.
So more information is coming out when it's coming to this firing. So this is courtesy of our buddy Jordan Schultz. Sources. Robert Saleh came into the building today, business as usual. The decision of him getting fired was a surprise, and it came directly from ownership. Defensive players in the building were shocked by it. Interim head coach, the former defensive coordinator, Jeff Ulbrich, is loved in the building, will take over, but this is a stunner to many in the building. Jordan Schultz adds in, my understanding is that Robert Saleh was fired this morning, then escorted out of the building by team security. There was no meeting with players to inform them or anything like that. He was in the building for work and then out of the building without a job. So, like, did the owner just meet him with a banker's box and said, here, load it up. You're no longer work here.
Those circumstances scream not very well thought of in the building. Would you agree?
By who?
People in the building.
I don't know. These guys sound like they were shocked. The defense, right? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, defensive staff was shocked by this.
Oh, defensive staff, not players.
Well, the players had no idea until... Okay. Yeah. He was fired, and then the players found out.
Which is the way it should go. Not going to tell the employees before you tell the guy who's getting canned. I don't think he did a great job there.
Mm-mm.
But I also, the minute he got Aaron Rodgers, he was in trouble. If it didn't work, he was in trouble.
Obviously they thought there was a problem. They wanted to take care of it right now, and they're in a good position to make the playoffs still at 2-3. So, I mean, they wanted to take care of business now. They wanted to cut the cord, and sometimes it's just better to do that. And if I'm a Jets fan, I'm probably excited about this. Yes?
I would think you probably are. Yeah. And my guess is you're waiting to see what this offense looks like.
Yeah.
I think that's the part of it is if I'm
their offense was ugly in London. It was ugly.
If I am a Jets fan, I'm looking at this and going, okay, so you got rid of somebody, but is that going to fix my grotesque offense?
They have Aaron Rodgers.
Because the defense were pretty darn good.
Yeah, they have Aaron Rodgers. They have Breece Hall. They have Garrett Wilson. They have some talent there. Alan Lazard and Rodgers have nice chemistry together. Conklin's been terrific for them. They have some talent on that offense, and it's not working very well.
And what's – I mean – he's 40 years old. I mean, his career is basically over, right? I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've heard on the show. He's 40 years old. You know, Joe Flacco is 40 years old. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco are the same player, but he's what do you got, 1 year window left on him? How much longer?
Maybe two.
Yeah. I mean, the way he's playing this year, I don't know if you'd want him back next year.
Correct.
He's not been good.
No.
He has not been good. Moving along to somebody who Aaron Rodgers knows oh so well and is in the midst of a conversation there, the Devontae Adams trade request continues to rumble on, sounding like the Bills and the Chiefs would be interested. They want to see where the chips fall in between before making any kind of a decision. The asking price right now is a third-round pick that is being called a little too...
Third-round pick?
Yeah. That's the last
that
was reported.
Doable. But that's doable. I've been hearing second.
People in the league are calling it a little hefty. So that's according to Diana Rossini of The Athletic, who has been reporting on this whole thing. But it sounds like the wheels are in motion. So put on your, become a soothsayer here. Look into the crystal ball, use tarot cards, whatever you need to get this answer done.
Where's he going?
Do I get any kind of, I'm trying to build this.
I thought you did. That was very well done by you.
I thought he was still going to.
I was gonna give you the date. And
go ahead.
Keep going.
Well, it's lost all of its luster.
No,
so.
To give it to us.
Just,
come on, man.
Where
don't do
you want him to go?
He'll be a Jet by tomorrow.
You want to solve the Browns' woes?
They just
bring him in. Give him a third round pick.
He's not coming here. He'll be a Jet by tomorrow. The owner personally fires the head coach. They are ready to do some things. Aaron, you need him? Good. Here, take a third. Take a second. Take a third and a fifth, whatever it is.
Would you give them a third for him?
If I were who?
The Browns.
No, the Browns offense is more than Devontae Adams away from being fixed.
But you still, I can't imagine the Browns would want to walk away from a quality wide receiver. I'd give him a third on pick for him right now. Why wouldn't you?
Because you got to pay him $1 million a week. And
who cares, man? We pay money out here left and right. It doesn't matter.
You can't fit his contract in the salary cap for next year either.
Who cares, man? You got to fix this thing here now.
You're right.
Go get him. We're kicking the can down the road for money anyway.
I know.
Does Deshaun want him? Bring him in.
There's some contractual things where Devontae Adams has to be kind of in agreement on this, I think. And I don't think he would come here. He has seen.
We didn't think Deshaun Watson
Andy,
would come here.
He has
here
seen this offense.
I know.
He's seen it. I would say pecking order: Jets, Bills, Saints. I don't think the Chiefs. I truly don't think the Raiders would trade him to Kansas City.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, you're right. I don't think that would help me.
Okay. If I'm Buffalo though, and Josh Allen is. And have been stripped of his receivers. There's no Gabe Davis. There's no Stephon Diggs. I would go get Devontae Adams.
Okay.
And he likes the cold. He played in Green Bay.
It's a lot of sense. We could see it. We'll see where it goes from there. Keep you up to date on everything.
The wheels are
in motion.
I mean, does anybody really like the cold?
Yes.
He understands the cold. I would buy that.
My buddy Keith likes the cold.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right, Mike Tomlin is the only coach who speaks on a Tuesday, so everybody, of course, has eyes and ears when it comes to Mike Tomlin speaking.
Yeah,
he said earlier that Russell Wilson will be a full participant at tomorrow's practice. It will be the first time he hasn't been limited since the calf injury at the start of the season. Wilson will get reps with the second team, and quote, then we'll see as we push through the week. Andy, do you think Justin Fields is in trouble?
Yes, I think he's in trouble. Just put it that way. Yes. Although, you know, he did have, what did he throw for last game? He threw for 130. No, he's in trouble. Yeah. Two games ago, he was okay. He's in trouble. I'll just leave it at that. Don't have to give me anything more. Am I right or am I wrong?
You are correct, sir.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
No Mensa philosophy on this one.
Mm-mm.
All right. So next week, who do you start?
Russell Wilson.
Is he ready this
really?
Week?
Really? You'd start Russell Wilson?
If he's ready, he's starting. If he's not ready, you're two games away.
May I ask you to show your work?
I think they did a nice job getting as much as they could out of their team with Justin Fields at quarterback. And I think they've lost a couple games in a row, and I think they need to get it together.
And they can beat the Raiders. So
yeah,
that's who they have this week.
I think Justin Fields might be the long-term quarterback. But in their last game against Dallas, he threw some passes. I mean, he's clearly got a strong arm and everything, but it's like, ooh, touch. Could we have some touch, please?
And in 2 weeks, you could be looking at Russell Wilson against Aaron Rodgers on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, look at there. He's still my heart. Two old guys who can't play as well anymore.
Is it going to be like the Rolling Stones concert brought to you by ARP?
That was so funny.
Hey, it's so true. It was true.
I know.
Everybody claimed that show rocked. Everybody who
the
went
show
there.
Was amazing.
Yeah. You were there. That's right. Everybody said the Stones killed it.
I was good. If I would have known,
the only problem was moving around the stage with those five rocking chairs.
Dude, have you seen Mick?
Mick Jagger
moves like a champ still.
I know.
He's the best frontman in rock and roll.
No, you're fine.
It's just that's the one thing that continues to blow me away. Like Keith Richards at this point, it's hairy, but like, whoo, Mick can still go. Mick still looks good.
I didn't even check to see if your ARP card could get you like half off on alcohol. You probably only pay $65 for a beer.
Get you half off on Metamucil right there.
Wow.
It's a heck of a world we're living in.
Woo.
It's a heck of a world. All right, let's do just a quick lap around the league right now.
Okay.
In the AFC.
I don't know. I better take my Metamucil first. Go ahead. Yes.
In the AFC, Jeff, give me the best team. Give me the best team to you in the AFC.
Wow, Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay, done. Andy?
Until they get beat, it's Kansas City.
All right, now who's the second best team? I figured I'd give you the layup, and then let's play some defense here.
That's a fine question. Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh.
Baltimore Ravens.
Please explain.
I think they're a good football team. It's truly as simple as that. I think they're good. I know that, you know, Browns are only two games back. I just think they're good.
I want to say the Bills, but I'm not going to. I'm going to say Houston since they beat them. So they're 4-1, and they just beat the Bills. And they lost to the Vikings. That was a tough game, but I still like Houston as much as it pains me after last year. Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Baltimore Ravens are pretty good. I don't think Buffalo's as good as it once was. Josh Allen appears to be dinged up a little bit, and he's having receiver trouble.
Can I call him the Houston Browns after all the draft picks? Are we allowed to do that?
No.
The McNairs are in Houston.
So if you are the Indianapolis Colts, and take off your brown and orange glasses when you have
Flacco,
this conversation.
Answers Flacco.
You don't go back to Anthony Richardson if he's healthy?
I kind of think they have to. Flacco had a great game last week, man.
Well, they didn't lose because of Flacco. They lost because of the defense.
Yeah, he's not their future. Yes, you're going back.
I think you have to go back, too.
I did. I will say that.
Unfortunately, you think you really have something in Anthony Richardson. Flacco's played very well.
So Richardson, I know that you don't care, but he's my starting quarterback on my fantasy team. And what I do this week, I picked up Flacco.
It's a good move.
Nobody cares.
I know. I don't really. I'll be honest with you. I don't even care.
All right. And we will end rapid fire with one of our favorite segments. Which is, would you eat it?
Oh, good.
Tonight at the Mets game.
Okay.
Okay? They have a cinnamon bun egg roll. Okay? It is $9.69 for the cinnamon bun egg roll. It is a cinnamon bun with vanilla icing stuffed inside of an egg roll and deep fried. Jeff, would you eat it?
Stuffed inside of an egg roll.
That is correct.
And deep fried.
Uh-huh.
That might be worth it. That might be worth a shot.
Andy, would you eat it?
Yeah, it's got a cannoli feel to me.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in. Are you in?
I feel like this is like 3 million calories and like one of those things that
You don't care about calories. Like, come on.
I think it could be outstanding, and I 100% would at least take a bite of it. I don't know if I could go all in and eat the whole thing. I think I would end up ill.
Who are you?
I think
Have you ever thought once? Have you ever looked at Dan Mann and go, "There's a guy that cares about his calories"?
Wow, that's really.
Have you ever once really thought about how many calories are in something?
I'm not a sweets dude. I run away. I am not a sweets guy.
I mean, it's not my thing. It's
actually,
not like you're
you
heavy.
Had me at cinnamon roll because I. And I'm not crazy about cinnamon, but really good cinnamon buns with that great frosting, those can be really good.
Hey, let's take something that's incredibly unhealthy and deep fry it. Yeah!
Hody, yes or no? Would you eat it? Oh, you can't say anything. Just yes, thumbs up, thumbs down. Thumbs up. Of course you would eat it. Of course you would. Are you disappointed in the defense at this point?
Cinnamon buns all around. That's right.
I would eat it.
Okay, thank you. 2 hours later after I already asked
you. There you go, Woody. Good timing.
Are you disappointed in the defense to this point? Let's just lay that out. Let's make it real simple for you. You've seen the Browns defense. Mm-hmm. Are you disappointed?
Mm-hmm.
216-474-0092, Baskinville. You know, Jeff had a great idea in the break. So
in the break?
Yeah, it was in the break. I did ask you, are you disappointed in the defense at this point? But I think pretty much everyone's going to say yes. And you're going to say they're meh at best. They'd be meh plus if they could make a tackle, right?
Yeah. Well, we were hoping we were hoping they'd be lights out, and they haven't been lights out.
No, they
haven't been bad, just not lights out.
They're mid, right? Dan, good word, mid?
Oh, yeah, because I'm the one to ask when all things hip. The guy who's going to see Stevie Wonder tonight. Yeah, that's the guy to figure out what's going
on
with the
tonight,
kids.
Huh? That's awesome.
Yeah, but
let's ask him.
Is Stevie playing in Cleveland?
No, he's in Pittsburgh.
Dan's not superstitious.
That's dedication.
As stated, I'm the one you want to ask what's hip and cool.
Just a little stitious.
Are we going to go through every Stevie Wonder song or no?
Nope. We're done now.
Are you sure? Because I'm happy to play the game.
No, we're done.
You're positive?
Yeah.
She's not lovely?
We're done.
Just want to say. All right. I just called to say, let's talk about this. Which former Brown had the best week five, Jeff?
There we go, baby.
This is a game.
This segment sponsored by Antacids.
This is a game. Once again, I present.
I want fun Jeff little Felt. Music behind it, but I don't think we're going to get it because Dan's just disgusted with this entire notion. You know the problem here?
He could play Isn't She Lovely.
You know what the problem is here?
Superstition.
We have more than a few really good nominees for this category. Which former Brown had the best week five in the National Football League? Last night, Kareem Hunt was given the football 27 times to run. There we go. Isn't that nice? 27 carries, 102 yards, and a touchdown. Now he had a long of 8 yards.
Okay, so these are the candidates.
He had a long carry of only 8 yards. But, Andy, if you give the guy the football long enough, he's going to impact the game. And Kareem did. He had 102 yards on his 27 carries and a score, a 3.8 yard per carry average, and his team won. So that's one of the nominees.
So representing the Kansas City Chiefs, former Brown, Kareem Hunt.
Baker Mayfield was 19 of 24. For 180 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Ooh.
But his Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Atlanta Falcons. There's another nominee.
Baker Mayfield representing the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Why did Baker lose? Because former Browns wide receiver Kadarrell Hodge made the best play of the week.
This will be the first time ever Cordero's been nominated for this award because everyone forgot about him.
Two catches, 67 yards, and a touchdown. He had a 45-yard walk-off touchdown in overtime to get the win because Drake London went out right before that play with an injury. So they put Cordero in. He got it. Boom, split the seam, went right up the middle, threw five Tampa Bay Buccaneers, scored the game winner. There's a nominee.
Cordero Hodge, first-time nominee.
For your Indianapolis Colts, Joe Flacco was 33 of 44 for 359 yards. Joe deserves music. And three touchdowns. No interceptions.
Don't upset. Don't feed the animals.
No
interceptions. Stop that?
33 of 44, 359, three touchdowns, no interceptions. But his team lost, Andy. His team lost to Jacksonville, and the Jags stink so far.
Hmm.
Then our fifth nominee.
Okay.
Sticking it to the man. Former Browns kicker Austin Seibert went 2 of 2 on field goals, 4 of 4 on extra points, and his Washington Commanders were a winner over the Cleveland Browns. So your nominees for which former Brown had the best week 5 in the NFL: Kareem Hunt, Baker Mayfield, Cordero Hodge, Joe Flacco, Austin Seibert. Drum roll, please.
I think you're forgetting something here, Jeff.
I just came up with 5 nominees.
I know, but we also had, and so we'll call this the honorable mention, not worthy of being honorees. We had a battle of former Browns backup quarterbacks in Miami-New England game. Now, neither one of them put up significant numbers, but...
Which is why they weren't nominees.
I don't know. Honorable mention coming from me.
Honorable mention.
Jacoby Brissett.
Tyler, you weren't very good, and Jacoby, you're so bad, you're getting benched by Drake May.
Can I get a bucket to Ralphin?
I came up with nominees, people who were significant, Andy.
Well, why do you have to be so upset about this? I'm just giving you a little more perspective and making your bit a little bit better.
Anyone have aspirin?
In your mind.
Okay. Let's play the winner, Jeff.
Which one of the 5 fine nominees had the best week 5 in the NFL?
I think this is a slam dunk.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Who was it, Andy?
Joe Flacco. 33 of 44 for 359 yards and 3 touchdowns and a loss? I don't care about the loss. Flacco had amazing numbers. The guy just, he shows up and he throws for 300 yards. That's all he's got to do.
Andy.
Yes.
Joe cares about the loss.
Yeah, I know he does.
They lost. Dano, who wins it in your mind?
No one.
Oh, you're so miserable.
Go bury the thing in the backyard.
Which former Brown had the best week 5? Well, by God, it's Cordero Hodge.
Me, I lost.
Cordero Hodge was like the poster child for cool play in the NFL. He scored a game-winning walk-off touchdown in overtime against Baker. Cordero Hodge had the best
week
5.
Are you just being a Baker hater on that?
No.
Andy, that was
the play of the game, man. That was phenomenal. He had the best week 5 of any former Brown because he scored the coolest touchdown he'll ever score in his life. Flacco was great. Kareem was very good. Baker was solid. Seibert didn't miss. But Cordero Hodge made highlights, baby. There it is. I'm going Cordero Hodge.
I'm going Joe Flacco.
Okay.
The win, the loss. Do people get to vote on this?
No. Well, if they want
to. That's just your win.
Congratulations on misery.
Can we get some kind of award for these folks?
No, that's not happening.
Former Brown of the Week? Did you even remember that Cordero Hodge played for the Browns?
Yes.
Yeah, travel size.
He was actually pretty good here.
One of those travel antacid containers.
He did a nice job.
You're miserable, man. You're absolutely miserable.
Why do we do this? Who wins? Who won in that segment? Seriously.
I said Joe Flacco.
Hopefully our loyal listeners won.
Yes. Who won? Yeah, because now they're sitting there miserable.
Our loyal listeners
won.
Oh,
here we go. The list of things that went wrong again. Hey, which Cleveland sports moment was the worst? Was it the shot? Was it the rain delay?
These guys.
Yay!
These guys provide, other than Austin Seibert, some fine moments here in Cleveland. Kareem, terrific. We love Kareem. Cordero played his butt off here. Baker had some really good moments. Joe Flacco, the statue's already been commissioned.
Which punch to the gut felt best? Red right 88 or the drive? Huzzah!
Which Kadarius Hodge Browns touchdown do you remember the most?
I said he had good moments. I didn't say he scored a touchdown.
I don't remember.
I love how Andy takes something I say and goes and is like,
well, you're the one that just said it.
I thought he did a nice job here as a young wide receiver trying to find himself.
Oh,
he's no frontline wide receiver,
I'll
Andy,
never
but he
forget
had
that.
The play of the week in the NFL. That's why he had the best week five. He had the play of the week.
Congratulations to Kadarius Hodge, who barely remembers the one start he had in 2019.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
God, that sounds like Stefanski, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound like Kevin? Instead, it's Kyle Shanahan.
Being asked what his favorite part of being in Cleveland was. Which is how I
could
feel during
Kadarius
this segment.
Hodge. Didn't he coach Kadarius?
Do you all remember those marvelous 256 yards and receptions Kadarius Hodge had? I don't know. To me, that's Canton-worthy. Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, Jim.
Wheel of regret? Is that what you're saying? It's really what it is. Oh, no. Oh!
Jim
dropping the microphone. Go ahead.
That's radio producing right there, Jim.
Oh, you're good, Jim.
Yep.
I'd rather just, like, if you brought me a six-pack, I'll pass on.
On your fine offer,
yes,
Jim.
Yes, I'll pass on that.
Wow.
Okay, so, Jim, how'd you feel about Kadarius Hodge?
That was a great play, wasn't it?
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim.
Goodbye, Jim.
Probably want to stop and buy some antacids.
You're all over this thing, man. Maybe you can get sponsored by them.
I'm in. Misery, sponsored by Tums.
The Wheel of Regret. Unfortunately, I think that's what... we may have to do this every week, Jeff.
You want it to be a bit?
Yeah,
no.
It's not really a bit.
Let's get Ted
on
it.
Isn't it kind of more of a, where are they now?
Have to.
Can we can root for these guys, right? I'm rooting for Kareem Hunt.
We can get Ted to make some cool sounds.
Do we have to?
Yeah, Tuesday. Pencil it in. It's in.
You know, you brought up Baker Mayfield, and I said this yesterday. I'm just curious your thoughts. You know how we had the Baker Bros? Like, that was a big deal, right? Right? Okay. Are they now the Deshaun disciples?
I don't know.
Are they? Dan? Seal of approval, yes or no?
I don't feel like naming things. I just want to take a nap.
Same. Are they the Deshaun disciples?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.